Okay, so have you ever been out, like on a hike or something, and you reach for your water bottle and it cracks? And it spills everywhere. It's
Oh,
like
yeah.
the worst,
Yeah,
right?
the worst.
Well, that could be because of something called injection molding thickness tolerance. It sounds kind of complicated, but basically it's all about how manufacturers get the thickness of like plastic products just right.
Yeah, it's funny because it doesn't sound that exciting at first.
Right.
Injection molding thickness tolerance.
But it's like in everything
Oh, it's everywhere.
we use every day. So,
Yeah, and like getting it right is actually super important.
yeah. And we've got a guide here all about it,
Cool.
about how they make sure that thickness is perfect.
All right.
Turns out it's a lot more complex than just like pouring plastic into a mold.
Oh, yeah, way more to it.
It's like a whole science.
Absolutely. Like it touches on so many different parts of manufacturing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the design of the mold, the actual injection process, even the type of plastic they use. It's
Wow.
all connected.
So it's like a chain reaction. If
Exactly.
one thing's off, the whole thing's messed up.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so our guide breaks it down into four key areas:
Okay.
mold design, process parameters, material choice, and quality inspection.
Makes sense.
So let's start with mold design.
Right.
The source makes it sound like it's not just about the shape of the mold, but like the whole structure of it.
Yeah, for sure. So the mold, it's basically like a network of channels
Okay.
that guides that molten plastic,
You know,
like a roadmap. Exactly. And those channels are called runners.
runners.
And they need to be like perfectly designed to make sure that the plastic flows evenly. So you get a consistent thickness in the final product.
That makes sense. So, like, even small problems with the mold design could really mess things up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even tiny flaws can lead to big problems.
Wow.
And then you also have the cooling system inside the mold. If one part of the mold cools faster than another, you can get like warping
Oh, right.
and thickness variations.
Like that warped container lid we talked about.
Exactly. That's a perfect example.
The one that never seems to close, right?
Yeah.
I always thought it was my fault for like overstuffing it with leftovers, but maybe it's the injection molding.
Could be. So yeah, uneven cooling can mess things up just as much as a bad runner system.
So it's like both the runners and the cooling system have to be perfect.
Exactly. Getting that cooling just right is like essential for consistent thickness.
Okay, so mold design is like the foundation of the whole process.
FLP.
But once you've got a good mold, then it's on to the actual injection process, right?
Right.
The source mentioned injection pressure and speed makes it sound like there's a real art to it.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's not just about like forcing the plastic in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, imagine you're making caramel.
Okay.
If the temperature's too high, it burns right.
Yeah.
But if it's too low, it won't set properly.
Oh, I see.
Injection molding is kind of similar.
Huh.
You got to control the pressure and the speed of that plastic injection.
So there's like a sweet spot?
Exactly. Too much pressure and you can get thin spots
Huh.
or even damage the mold. Too little and it might not fill up all the way.
Wow, that's a great comparison.
Thanks.
It really makes it clear why getting that pressure and speed right is so important.
Yeah, it's crucial.
And the guide also mentioned something called a multi-stage injection process.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
So that's a technique where they actually adjust the pressure and speed.
During the
Yeah,
process.
throughout the whole injection process.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like when a chef adjusts the heat while they're
To
cooking.
get it just right.
Exactly. So it gives the manufacturers even more control over how that plastic seals the mold. Helps to make sure that even like the most complicated designs have a nice uniform thickness.
So it's all about finesse, not just like brute force.
Yeah.
It's incredible how much precision goes into this whole thing.
It really is.
Okay, so we've got the mold design, we've got the injection process, but then there's also the plastic itself, right?
Right.
The guide points out that not all plastics are created equal
Definitely not.
when it comes to injection molding.
Yeah. Each type of plastic has like its own unique properties that affect how it behaves during that molding process.
So, like, what kind of properties?
Well, some plastics shrink more than others as they cool.
Okay.
And some are more sensitive to temperature changes.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, choosing the wrong material can really throw off your thickness tolerance.
So is that why some plastic things warp in the sun while others are fine?
Exactly.
Like I've got these like cheap sunglasses that totally melted in a hot car once.
Yeah, that's probably because they were made with a plastic that had like poor heat resistance. If they'd used a material with like low shrinkage and high stability like polycarbonate,
Okay.
that wouldn't have happened.
Polycarbonate.
Yeah, you see that a lot in outdoor stuff because it's so durable.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So does that mean that using better materials always means a more expensive product?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
Often, yeah, higher quality materials do cost more,
Okay.
but it's not always that simple.
Oh, really?
Sometimes a less expensive material might be perfectly fine
Huh.
for a certain application,
Okay.
especially if it's designed well and they're really careful with the process.
So it's all about finding the right balance.
Exactly. Finding that sweet spot between material properties design and the actual manufacturing process.
To get like good quality without breaking the bank.
Exactly. It's like a puzzle figuring it all out.
And that brings us to the final piece of the puzzle, quality inspection.
Oh, yeah. A crucial step.
The guide emphasizes that this isn't just a final check at the end. It's something that's happening like constantly throughout the whole process.
Yeah. They're always keeping an eye on things.
Really? So they're monitoring it like the whole time it's being made.
Yeah.
What kind of tools are they using for that?
So there's two main types of inspection, online and offline.
Huh.
Online inspection is like using tools like laser sensors
Oh, wow.
to continuously monitor the thickness while the product's being made.
Like in real time.
Yep. It's like having this constant stream of data, making sure everything's on track.
That's so high tech.
It is.
Yeah.
And then there's offline inspection.
Okay, so what's that then?
That involves taking more detailed measurements every so often
Okay.
using tools like micrometers.
So it's like a more in-depth check.
Yeah, you can think of it like taking a deeper dive
I like that.
just to double check that everything's still within the tolerance.
So they're basically checking and double checking constantly.
Pretty much.
It's amazing how much effort goes into making sure these products are exactly the right thickness.
It's all about precision.
But why is it so important? I mean, besides like making sure things don't break,
Right.
what other implications does it have?
Oh, that's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Thickness tolerance. It's not just about strength and
Oh,
durability.
wow.
It also affects how the product works.
Oh, wow.
Its weight, even how much material they use to make it.
Interesting.
Like, for example, a thinner water bottle
Okay.
might be lighter and use less plastic.
Which is good for the environment.
Exactly. But it might not be as tough and could break easier.
So it's a trade-off.
Exactly. It's all about balance.
Wow. And it makes you think about the choices manufacturers have to make.
It does.
As like, are they trying to save money even if it means the product won't last as long?
Yeah.
Or are they using like fancier materials and techniques to make something that's both good for the planet and really durable?
Yeah. It really raises your awareness as a consumer.
You know, before we did this deep dive, I would have just grabbed the cheapest water bottle off the shelf. But now I'm realizing I've been taking all this plastic stuff for granted.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
It's amazing to see how much actually goes into making it.
It's a whole process.
And it's not just about the technical stuff either.
Right.
It's also about how using plastic affects the environment.
Absolutely.
By understanding thickness tolerance, we can start asking better questions about the things we buy.
For sure.
Like, are they designed to last? Are
Yeah.
they made with sustainable materials?
Yeah, it's all about being a more conscious consumer.
It's like a whole new world has opened up.
It is.
I'm looking at my phone case, my coffee cup, even my toothbrush differently now.
Really?
Who knew there was so much to think about?
I know, right?
It's not just about what they do.
Yeah, it goes way deeper than that.
And it makes you want to make better choices.
Absolutely.
Like maybe spending a little more on something that will last longer is
Yeah.
actually better for the planet in the long run.
Could be.
It's all about thinking about the whole life cycle of a product.
Exactly. And sometimes a tiny difference in thickness can have a huge impact on all of that.
This deep dive has given me like a newfound respect for the people who make all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just about churning out products.
No, it's not.
It's about making smart decisions at every step. From the design to the materials to the quality control
Think a whole system.
to create something that works well and doesn't hurt the planet.
It really is amazing.
It's a mix of science, engineering, and creativity.
It is. And as technology keeps getting better, I think we're going to see some really incredible new ways to do injection molding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that push the limits of what's possible.
I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Me too.
But for now, I'm going to go home and examine all the plastic things in my house.
Good luck.
I'm looking at everything differently
That's
now.
great. I encourage everyone listening to do the same.
Yeah, go check out your stuff.
Yeah, take a look at the objects around you.
Yeah.
Notice the thickness variations, the material choices.
The little
Yeah,
details.
the signs of good quality or bad quality. You might be surprised by what you find.
That's what the deep dive is all about.
It is.
sparking curiosity and getting people to look at the world in new ways.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear what you think of this episode. What everyday things have you started looking at differently now that you know more about injection molding?
I'm curious to hear.
Share your examples and observations with us on social media.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag deep dive injection molding.
Let's get a conversation going.
We can't wait to hear from you.
It's been great sharing this deep dive with you.
It has.
Keep exploring and stay curious.
Until next time, happy molding.
It's kind of like, you know how a chef will adjust the heat while they're cooking to make sure everything turns out just right?
Mm.
It's kind of like that. It gives manufacturers more precise control over how the plastic seals up the mold.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
And this helps to ensure that even really complex designs, have that uniform thickness.
So it's not just about forcing the plastic in there.
Right. It's about being precise and controlled.
It's incredible how much precision goes into this.
Yeah, it really is a delicate process.
Okay, so we've talked about the mold design and the injection process itself, but what about the plastic they use?
Right. The plastic itself is obviously a big factor.
Yeah. The guide mentions that not all plastics are created equal when it comes to injection molding.
Exactly. Each type of plastic has its own unique properties.
Uh-huh.
And these properties really affect how it behaves during the molding process.
So, like, what kind of properties are we talking about?
Well, for example, some plastics shrink more than others when they cool down. And some are more sensitive to changes in temperature.
Oh, I see.
If you choose the wrong type of plastic for the job,
mm-hmm.
it can really mess up your thickness tolerance.
So is that why some plastic things warp in the sun?
Exactly.
While other things are totally fine.
Yep, that's a great example.
But like, I've had those cheap sunglasses that just completely melted in a hot car.
Yeah, probably because they used a plastic that had really bad heat resistance.
Oh.
They should have used something with low shrinkage and high stability.
Okay.
Like polycarbonate.
Polycarbonate.
Yeah, it's really durable. So you see it a lot in products that are used outdoors.
Okay, that makes sense. So does that mean that better materials always equal a more expensive product?
Well, often yes. Higher quality materials tend to cost more.
Right.
But it's not always a simple equation.
How so?
Sometimes a less expensive material might be perfectly suitable, especially if it's designed well and they're really careful during the manufacturing process.
So it's kind of like finding the perfect balance.
Exactly. You need to find the sweet spot between the properties of the material, the design, and the actual process itself.
To get good quality without spending a fortune.
Right. It's like a puzzle figuring it all out.
It sounds like it. And that brings us to the last piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Quality inspection.
Oh, yeah. That's super important.
The guide really emphasizes that this isn't just a final check at the very end of the process.
Definitely not.
It's something that happens continuously throughout the entire thing.
They're constantly monitoring the process.
Really? So they're like watching it the whole time it's being made?
Pretty much.
That's amazing. What kind of tools do they use for that?
Well, there are two main types of inspection. Online and offline.
Okay.
Online inspection uses things like laser sensors. To constantly monitor the thickness while the product is actually being made.
So it's like real-time monitoring?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like having this constant stream of data coming in to make sure everything is staying on track.
That's incredible. And what about offline inspection?
So offline inspection involves taking more detailed measurements, but they do it periodically, you know.
Okay.
Not constantly. They use tools like micrometers.
So it's a more in-depth kind of check?
Yeah. You can think of it as like a deep dive.
I like that.
To double check that everything is still within the acceptable tolerances.
So they're basically checking and double checking all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much effort goes into making sure these products are the exact right thickness.
It really is. It's all about precision.
But why is it so important? I mean, besides making sure that things don't break.
Right.
What other implications does thickness tolerance have?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Thickness tolerance.
Yeah.
It's not just about strength and durability.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a huge impact on how the product actually functions.
Really?
Yeah. And its weight. And even how much material they need to use to make it.
Mm. That's fascinating.
Like, for example, think about a water bottle.
Okay.
A thinner water bottle
will
be lighter, and they'll use less plastic to make it.
So that's good for the environment.
Exactly. But it might not be as durable.
Ah, I see.
And could crack or break more easily.
So it's like a trade-off.
Right. It's all about finding that balance.
And it makes you think about the decisions that manufacturers have to make.
It does us.
Like, are they trying to cut costs, even if it means the product won't last as long?
Hmm.
Or are they using more innovative materials and techniques
yeah.
to make something that's both good for the planet and really durable?
Exactly. It's a lot to consider.
It really makes you more aware as a consumer.
It does.
You know, I have to admit, before we did this deep dive, I would have just grabbed the cheapest water bottle I could find.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that.
But now I'm realizing that I've been taking all this plastic stuff for granted.
It's easy to do.
It's incredible to think about how much actually goes into making it.
It's a whole process.
And it's not just about the technical aspects either.
Right.
It's also about the environmental impact of all this plastic we use.
Absolutely.
Understanding thickness tolerance helps us ask better questions about the products we buy.
Definitely.
Like, are they made to last? Are they made with sustainable materials?
These are all important things to think about.
It's all about becoming more conscious consumers.
I agree.
It's like a whole new world has opened up for me.
I know what you mean.
I'm looking at my phone, case, my coffee cup, even my toothbrush differently now.
Uh-huh. It changes your perspective.
I never realized there was so much to think about.
It's not just about how things work on the surface. It goes much deeper than that.
And it makes you want to make better choices. For sure.
Like maybe spending a little bit more money on a product that's going to last longer.
Right.
Could actually be better for the environment in the long run.
It's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, it really does. It's like I'm seeing all these everyday objects in a whole new light.
It's amazing what a little knowledge can do right.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it makes you want to be more mindful about the choices you make.
Absolutely.
Like maybe it's actually worth spending a bit more on a product if you know it's going to last longer and you won't have to replace it as quickly.
Right, because in the end, that's often better for the environment, too.
Exactly. It's about thinking long-term, not just about what's cheapest in the moment.
I think this deep dive has given me a whole new appreciation for how much thought and ingenuity goes into making even the simplest products.
Me, too.
Yeah.
It's not just about churning things out. It's about making conscious decisions at every stage of the process.
Exactly. From the design to the materials to the quality control.
It's all connected. It really is.
Yeah.
And it all comes together to create a product that meets our needs, but also hopefully minimizes its impact on the planet.
It's like a delicate balance.
It is. And as technology keeps advancing, I'm sure we'll see even more innovation in the field of injection molding.
Oh, yeah. Like what kind of things?
Well, who knows what the future holds.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine we'll see even more sophisticated materials and more efficient and sustainable manufacturing processes.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
It is. I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Me neither. But for now, I'm going to go home and take a closer look at all the plastic stuff I have.
I think we've all got some inspecting to do.
I'm seeing everything differently now.
That's the point. I encourage everyone listening to do the same.
Yeah, go check out your stuff.
Take a look at the things around you.
Notice all the details.
Yeah, the thickness variations, the materials they use.
See if you can spot any signs of good quality or bad quality.
You might be surprised by what you discover.
That's what the deep dive is all about.
It is.
Making people curious and encouraging them to look at the world with fresh eyes.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode.
Yeah, what are some everyday objects that you've started looking at differently now that you know more about injection molding?
Share your examples and observations with us on social media using the hashtag, #deepdiveinjectionmolding.
Let's keep this conversation going.
It's been great having you on the show.
It's been a pleasure. I always enjoy these deep dives.
Until next time, everyone, stay curious and keep exploring.
And happy molding.